Hey guys, we're back again. Today with me, I have Spectacular Smith. He is an expert in growing social media following for celebrities, for the most part. I think you do some regular clients too, right?
Yeah, of course, man. I started off with this celebrity and realized that, you know, I can help actually more people succeed on social media and actually bring in all of their physical customers digitally.
How do you qualify them? Because, you know, with celebrities, it's pretty simple, right? Like, do I remember who you are? No, you don't qualify. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty easy with them. But what about regular folks, right? Because I know, you know, this trend of, you know, wanting to be famous for no reason, I think it's dumb, you know? And then just building influence for the sake of building influence, also dumb, right? So, you know, to actually be able to monetize it, how do you qualify these people if they're not famous already?
Yeah, it's really about their story, their product. Like, everything just has to make sense, right? We got to look at your social feed and know that you're actually marketable, right? And even if you feel like you're not marketable, we can look at you and tell, you know, yes, you're marketable. You're just not marketing yourself right. And typically, the people that we usually work with is people who feel like they're stuck at a certain level. They don't know how to take it to the next level, or they feel like they plateaued, or they just not getting the opportunities that they want because they feel like they're not staying relevant enough, or they don't have a big enough following to attract the right people, right? Or they don't have the time to do it. They just need a team that know what the hell they're doing, so they can not only grow their social media following, but attract their ideal clients. So that's what we do the best. That's what we're experts at.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it still seems like you're taking people with some sort of a story, some sort of a following, right? You're not taking newbies who just want to be famous for its own sake, right?
Yeah, so usually, typically, it's either, you know, people who have like a successful company and they're looking to expand their personal brand. Usually we get that, or we get people who already have somewhat of a following. They just need to take it to the next level, right? So, like, we have a guy, you know, who started off at like 800 followers, and he was his name was Chester Santos, and he pretty much started with us. And throughout the journey of us starting, he had like 800 followers. By the time that we finished, you know, with him, he only wanted to grow it to a certain point, and he grew it to over 10,000 followers within the first couple of months. And now he's getting, you know, he's getting actually $10,000 to speak for speaking engagements now, because he has more credibility to actually, you know, go out and attract those right clientele, because they was comparing him to other speakers who was in his niche for the memory. He was a memory champion, and he was missing out on deals that he had no idea about because they was comparing him to guys with a huge social media following. And no matter how many TV shows he's on, and like CNN and all this stuff, and they wasn't respecting that, because the guy who had all these social media followers, without that, they was giving him the gigs. But now he has all that plus the social media. It just makes him more credible.
Yeah, it seems like anything with public speaking, that's a good niche for that. They really do look for that. Like, I know these two influencers with 500,000 followers each, and, you know, they don't teach anything other than just how to grow your followers, right? Because it's the only thing they know, sort of. But yeah, they're getting booked left and right, you know, just the followers, you know. And I've had one person on the podcast, and the episode didn't come out because she didn't know what she was talking about. But once again, that following, you know, I think she had like 300,000 or so, is getting her all that attention, you know, even though she has no clue what she's saying at all. It was sad, but, you know, it's
oh man.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, right? Like, I've been getting that feedback from some friends of mine too, because I just, you know, I'm booked solid with my business. I don't really do that much on social, but they're like, Tom, you should grow it. You know, you got a great story. You could use it as a insurance policy, right? And I'm like, that sounds like a lot of work. So since I have you on, I'm curious, you know, maybe some people in my position are listening. What's that strategy right, like to actually make this happen? How much work is involved, you know, and how long does it take usually? Because, you know, like someone like me, I'm like, I'm reluctant to do anything else because I'm good. Like, I know how to make sales without, you know, being a social figure. But it's still curious, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but this is what I tell people. all the time. Like, imagine if you did have that, right? You know how to do that without any type of social proof, really, like when it comes to social followers. Imagine if you did have that 20,000, 30,000 followers that you have under your belt. So when you do promote things, you're not actually promoting directly to them, but indirectly, right? You're building content. You're doing content right now with me right now. Yeah. And you're actually doing video content, and you're basically teaching and nurturing them with content. And throughout that process, you're doing a little glimpse about what you have going on, and people Google it all the time. You know, people dive deep down in whatever you have going on, and then they become customers if they can actually afford your service. But it just gives you more credibility. And the average, like, millennial, especially millennials, they go do their homework on you, right? They want to see, like, what your reviews are, how many followers you have, like, you know, who you talking to, who you dealing with. And because people can't hide behind a logo no more. Those days are over with. Everybody was killing it right now, from Zuckerberg to Jeff Bezos to Elon Musk. All these guys understand how important it is to have a social media following. So that's why they're out on social media. You think Jeff Bezos want to be on social media? I'm pretty sure he don't, right? Elon Musk, all these guys, right? But they understand the power that social media have with, you know, packaging and bundling it up with your expertise and a great product. So it's a huge opportunity for those who understand that. And, you know, the guys who do really is soaring like eagles right now. So I think it's a big thing that you can take advantage of that a lot of people that's not taking advantage of. Like say, for instance, you. I feel like if you really came in and started, you know, building all your followers and putting them all in one place where you can reach them at a snap of a finger instead of doing Facebook ads every day and all these things. Because once you cut off the Facebook ads, that's it. There's no more Facebook ads. Your traffic stopped. But once you build up a social media following and so a gang of supporters that's right there at a snap of a finger, you can literally promote whatever you want, whenever you want. You can release a book. You can do webinars, seminars. You can do whatever you want. You have a engaged fan base that's going to support you, you know? So all those reluctant people who was thinking about not supporting you because, who is this guy? I don't see anything online about him, or you don't have a big enough following. You don't have any supporters. It kind of opens their eyes like, wow, he has all these people following him, engaging with him. Like, these guys love him. Like, I must be missing something. Who the hell is this guy? Like, why don't I know him? Let me follow him. Let me see who he is. Let me research him. Let me Google him. And that's how you really connect.
Yeah, see, here's my challenge with that. And we still didn't go into the strategy, but here's my challenge with that. See a lot of articles, you know, when it comes to these followers, it's like 60, 70% of them on Twitter are all fake, you know, or bot. And then, you know, with things like Facebook and Instagram, I've had many clients come in. And just recently, I had a lady with a store come to me and like, Tom, I've grown my Instagram followers to 400,000. Something happened with the algorithm. Mm-hmm. My reach went down by 60%, right? So all her work now, it's like, you know, she's suffering. And she's worked super hard, right? Like, you know, these platforms, it's just like with Facebook ads, man. They can change one thing, like Facebook with the boosted ad nonsense, the boosted post. And then, you know, all your work is pretty much cut in, like, you know, in a third or in a fourth, you know, because they control it. They control these followers still. Like, you think they're yours, but it's not really. You know, it's very difficult. And I feel like, you know, putting in so much work and then to lose that almost overnight, it's pointless. It's like working yourself into a corner.
Well, so I kind of disagree, because it's just the nature of the beast regardless. No matter if you have to do Facebook ads to build your business, or SEO, or Google ads, like, no matter what, they change things all the time. So that don't mean that you be stagnant and stay in one spot because they're changing things. Everything is going to change. So you have to be ahead of the curve and know, you know, what is the next thing, right? And social media is it. I don't feel like social media is going anywhere anytime soon. But you do put things in place where you can control it more. Like, you can collect data, right? You can have all your fans in one place and collect emails, collect phone numbers. You know, you can do all those things with different funnels or different, you know, I use Superphone for a lot of my clients, and I can database all their actual phone numbers and emails, and that help them out a lot. So when they want to do a marketing campaign, they can take all those emails, upload it into Facebook, and do a Facebook campaign with lookalike audience and target their direct consumers. And actually, you know, not only target those potential buyers, but you can do the lookalikes and really expand it out even more. So now you're actually reaching the masses and all people that will actually buy your product. So it's like different ways you can really capitalize off of that and add the paid media component to it, because all they want you to do is really just pay, right? So you build it up, you have them all in one spot, you can create an ad, and then you can target, you know, followers that engage with your page the last 30 days, the last 60 days, the last 90 days, and now you can hit 100% of them. So it all depends. You know, you can look at it half empty or half full. You know, I'm a half full type of guy.
Well, I mean, there's always ways to go around it, but I'm saying there's a lot of limitations, right? Like with paid ads, and, you know, we don't do them a lot with clients. We do a lot of remarketing because, you know, the return is better. But with paid ads, like, you know, you can move on. Like, if something's not performing, just you kill it. You know, there's not much effort involved into that. We test, it works, it doesn't, we kill. With social following, like, you got to spend a lot of time building it. And if something happens, like, that's it. You know, you have zero control over it. What's the strategy like when someone comes to you and they're not famous, you know, but mm-hmm. they do have maybe a good story or a successful business, and then, like, okay, like, make me famous on Instagram or Twitter now. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty much what we work with people who really don't have a team on for the social media department, or they do have a team, but they're not experienced at really blowing them up on social media. So we'll work hands-on with them. If they don't have a team, which usually they don't, we pretty much give them a whole social media team. So instead of somebody going out and go buying, you know, a whole, I mean, not even buying, but hiring like 5-6 experts that you got to pay $8,500 or whatever you got to pay per month just for these experts, depending on where you live, you pretty much get access to a whole team that's going to help you. So with that team, you'll get people that's going to help you in each department, from content to someone who's going to help you with your strategy 90 days out. You know exactly what they expect, weekly updates. So you have everything that you need to know how your actual growth is going to happen, you know, milestones, goal setting, projections. We do all that so you know exactly what to expect going forward. And once we figure out what that game plan is and those goals, we execute on them, right? And we give you everything you need to know about your brand. We do research on it. We analyze it. We run you through our technology to see what type of viral content would be best for your brand. And we base that on what you previously posted and what your competitors have posted, and do a whole analysis on what might be the best approach for you. And then we just test the water. We have over 15 blueprints that we use, and we figure out what blueprint matches you the best, right? You might feel, just because you're in real estate and we blew up a real estate agent, you feel like that blueprint might work best for you. But in reality, you know, it was a blueprint. It was a blueprint with something else that it was a blueprint that would actually help you from another type of niche. So you just got to figure out what is the best thing that's going to work out.
Yeah, that I can see that. You know, sometimes you got to take a different approach. As we talked a little bit before the show, man, I'm curious about this transition too, you know, from being in the music industry, being a creative, to actually having to buckle down and work. How did that go for you in the beginning? Because it's, you know, it's always a difficult pivot.
Yeah, so for me, it was pretty natural for me, because I was actually on the road. We was doing sold-out shows. I mean, we was doing 30,000 capacity venues, sometimes 60,000 capacity. And we, you know, at the time I was on tour, I got a call saying I could make money off of tweeting. And you know, I was always a hustler since day one. So I just felt like it was something new to do, something new to conquer. I mean, we kind of took over the music industry. We sold 11 million albums and had number one albums and all that great stuff on the Billboard chart. So it was really already something that already did. So I wanted to conquer something else. So I felt like that was something I could do. So once I got into the business, I tried to figure out all the ways possible to become top five, if not number one. And that's exactly what I did within the first couple of years, you know, especially after creating Grumpy Cat. And now the cat is worth over $100 million. And I mean, I just really just focused on what would move the needle in that space. And I just figured out all the ways possible to do it. And that's what made me realize that not only I can do it for myself and for these little parody accounts that I built, but I can actually do it for different celebrities who already had a massive following. And then from that point, I realized that from celebrities, I can actually do personality brands and aspiring talent. So that's what made my whole transition.
Yeah, but being an artist or a hustler and then leading a team and running a business, you know, for 9 or 10 years consistently, those are two very different things. Like, you know, there must have been some growing pains because it's impossible.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I grow every day. My team is amazing. It's all about getting the right people on the team and just learning, man. When I first started the company, like you said, I was just a musician at the time. So it was never in my mind to lead a team and learn how to do sales and operations. And so I hired for my weaknesses and learned everything I could as fast as I could, because my company really grew us like super fast. We made the Inc. 5000 fastest growing companies in America list. And from that and ranking, you know, 262 on that list, I realized that this is something that I can't fail with. Like, I can't let my team down, because it's not like it's just me and I can just walk away. Like, I'm into it now. So I'm knee deep. Like, I can't fail. So I had to figure out everything. I had to go to seminars. I had to take online programs. You know, I had to get mentors. I had to do a whole lot of things just to keep up with the growth of the business. And once I realized that, you know, I can really grow this fast mentally, I just started doing everything I could do, from reading books, everything. I did everything. So, so that was really the thing, man, is just trying to learn as much as possible. But yeah, I learned lessons. Like, oh my God, I learned all type of lessons, man. So yeah, I'm still learning.
Yeah, it seems like at one point you had to transition too from dealing only with the celebrities to dealing with just regular businesses. What was that like?
Yeah, I just realized that, you know, a lot of celebrities, I work with over 100 of them. So some of the favorite celebrities I work with. But at the same time, I just felt like it was so many more people that I can help with my strategy that really needed me, right? I can grow. Like last year, we did, 2 years ago? Well, we're pretty much almost 140 million followers over the last couple of years that we grew for our clients, our celebrity clients. And then I realized that they don't really care. You know, they really care about the money. So even if I was to charge $1 per follower, I would have made over $140 million in the last 2 years. But I didn't, because I was focused on celebrities and helping them monetize. So they took it for granted. But I know for sure if I took, you know, all of my clients that have a great product or have a great story, and I built them up to 140 million followers plus, they would be ecstatic about it. They would be stoked about it, right? They appreciate everything. And, you know, celebrities don't really appreciate much, right? It's just about the next dollar. And I don't, you know, even though I got them paid well, you know, some guys making $20,000 a month, some guys making $60,000 a month. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is profit for them. And like at least 50% of that goes to them. 50% was going to Avazar, my company. And, you know, they took it for granted. So I just felt like I can help more people who would be more appreciative, and I can really utilize what I was bringing to the table and solve a real problem for these business owners or these personality brands who need more credibility and need more, you know, access to people who can help scale out the distribution for their content and getting their story out to the masses.
Yeah, I think the ego factor too probably had a lot to do with it. You know, because if you bring someone like Bone Thugs and Harmony and you get them 2 million followers, they'll be like, you know, how many albums we sold? You're still like 11 right. million short.
Right. Even though they was one of my best clients. I don't want to use them for example. But yeah, absolutely. Like, definitely ego plays a part in it. But I mean, I just think for the most part, even that was just a small portion of it, but it was mainly just really giving back as much as possible, man. And I feel like, you know, that's why when we work with people, we gotta like you. Like, if you're a douchebag and you giving my team anxiety, and like you just think you're this rich, you know, person you could talk to people anytime, like, we cut you off. Like, we'll cut your contract. We won't even deal with you. Right. So we don't care who you are. Like, if we don't like you as a person, we don't like your brand, we don't like, you know, what you're doing. Like, we got to like all that. Everything plays a part of it. Right. We got to, right now, we got a waiting list of like 300 people that's waiting, you know, to actually do business with us that's pending. And we're just taking our time with it, man, because we want to really execute on our services. We don't want to take on everybody. So we have a strenuous vetting process that we take everybody through, you know, on the back end with us and making sure that once you get in, like, you're good. If you look at our reviews online, anything, like, it's all 5 stars, you know, all 5 stars, 4.5, like, we, none less than that, right? Because we deliver some amazing things and we know what we're worth, right? And we know that we can deal with the top of the top, you know, top of the line people that we would love to work with. So that's who we choose to work with.
Yeah, it's one of the things I always teach people too, is the boundaries part, right? Like, if you don't like certain types of clients, you got to figure out very quickly how to get rid of them, you know, hopefully before even call you, right? Well, even before they call you, right? Like, if you can, you know, make it clear on the landing page or wherever on your website, like, this is who I don't want to work with, you know, make those things super clear, you know?
Yes.
Because, there's nothing worse than taking on a bad client, you know? It's not going to help your business at all.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's nothing worse than somebody coming to my team that's been doing this for over 10 years, well, almost 10 years, and you telling us how to do our job. If you actually knew what you was doing, you would need us, right? And we have case studies after case studies of growing people following to millions of followers in 7 days. We just reached over 1 trillion impressions over the last 3 years combined, over 1 trillion impressions. Who can say that? Nobody can really say that, right? So it's like, we know what we're doing. So for you to come in and try to tell my team how to do our job, like, you know, I don't like those type of clients. So, like, if you come in and you know that you're going to let us guide you to success, trust the process, and then you reap the benefits at the end. And every client that we ever had is, oh my God, like, you should see the reviews. It's just amazing. You know, our testimonials, everything is so powerful. Everybody who signed up with us, try to refer at least 3 people to us. And that's why it just piles up so quickly like that. And we just vet through them.
You know, I sort of feel like you missed a bullet too, you know, because we've scheduled this interview for a couple of months now, right? And maybe two or 3 weeks ago, I was watching the Fyre documentary. And I don't know why, but in the back of my mind, I was like, I wonder if Spectacular is the guy.
Nah.
You know, but it wasn't you. It wasn't you. It was some guys from New York. But it's like, you know, because you're known for working with these bigger influencers, celebrities. I was like, man, like, I will, like, if that's the guy, we're going to have a fun chat. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
It wasn't me. But I mean, honestly, that's just a blueprint on what not to do. So I like seeing things like that just from my point of view and learning about what they did wrong. So I can make sure I don't make those type of mistakes. Because as a business owner, like, we go through things all the time, man, and we don't have all the answers, no matter who you are. Like, my mentor is Jeff Hoffman, right? He's a billionaire. He don't have all the answers, right? So even if I ask him certain questions, he, like, don't have the answers for it. Sometimes he'd be like, I get back with you on that, right? Or he'll say, you know, make me make the decision. But, you know, no matter who you are, you're not going to have all the answers. So, yeah.
I don't know.
You gotta make mistakes.
I feel like anytime Ja Rule tries to sell you a dream, just say no. Like, that's the safest bet you can take.
Man.
I don't know, man. Back in the days, I was always a DMX fan. I couldn't hang with Ja Rule stuff, you know. So to me, it was like, you know, if DMX was selling the dream, I maybe would buy into it. But if it was Ja Rule, I was like, just say no, man. It's like with Biggie and Shine, you know. Biggie selling a dream, one thing. Shine tries to sell you a dream. Say no again.
Not so much. Not so much. But Ja Rule, man, he's a great person,
he
man.
Is.
He's a great.
I have nothing against him, but it's just, you know, if he's selling you a dream, you should do your due diligence. That's what I feel like. That's all it is. It's nothing against. Although I am very surprised, nothing happened to him after that. You know, like that guy Billy was, you know, cut into it, but Ja was just like somehow, you know, it just kind of. He dodged it, you know, in some way. It was interesting, you know. I was like, damn.
Yeah, well, hopefully they learned their lesson from it, and, you know, they can come back even stronger, man. Because that was a crazy situation.
Yeah, it's funny. Everyone in the business industry has been talking about that documentary for a while now. It's like, it's been so good one. So, like, yeah, the listeners, you know, if you haven't seen it yet, you got to watch it. It's on Netflix. I think it's just called Fyre, Fyre something. Just Fyre. You can't miss it. The one funny thing about influence, and I don't know if you deal with this, because you do deal with the monetizing, is I have some friends who are creating products on Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way they told me to build their business is just by reaching out to influencers and paying them like $50 or just giving them free product, and they're just more than happy to, you know, to promote it, which on this side looks good. But I'm like, man, like these people have been building influence for, you know, I don't know how many years, and they're not huge. They're like the between like 5,000 and 50,000 followers, right? But if it only costs $50 to pimp them out, like I'm like, that's something's off, in my opinion. You know, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, those days are over with. The influencers really know their value. So some of these guys who have 50,000 followers, some of these guys want $2,000 to post, $1,000 to post. Those days over with.
No, this so, has like, just been happening like within the last 2-3 months. I've been just talking with people. Like it's still the same thing, man. It's hilarious. Like $50. Then he said some of them, like with the 10,000 followers, he can just send them the product and they're just like, yeah, cool.
You talk about those little micro influencers. Yeah. They're happy people are hitting them up. Like they don't really get many offers like that. When you start getting into like the 300,000, 500,000, million, like they want their money.
Yeah. So what do you think the cutoff line is between the micro and the macro? Like what is the cutoff line to reach these, you know, like low hanging fruit, I guess?
I mean, it all depends on what you're trying to do. It's no right or wrong answer. I mean, you can do a successful campaign with a bunch of guys with 15, 20,000 followers and crush it, right? They have the most. They have some strong fan base because it's 20,000, but those 20,000 people that really love that person. So it all depends on what you're trying to accomplish. It really all depends. I mean, we did a campaign called Dabbing Santa Sweater campaign, and I mean, from that one campaign, we really start reaching out to, you know, these different type of influences from big, small, and like it just really took off from that. And we kind of started the product from nothing. And within 30 days of launch, we did $2.1 million in sales, solo with 37,000 units, right? And it was all type of influences just from that.
Maybe just to get a takeaway for the audience too, like what sort of messaging do you use to reach out to these influencers in case someone's thinking about it now? And how do you, you know, get them over to your site to promote? Like, what do you say?
Yeah, you can do a few things. You said one of them, you can send a product to them and say, hey, I really love what you're doing, you know, and I just would like to send you some of my product, right? Don't ask them to wear it. Don't ask them to do nothing. Don't ask them to take a picture of it. And usually if they like it, they take a picture of it and show some love back, right? But it has to be something that solves a problem for them. So it all depends. Right. And then you just document the process. You keep everything organized and you track everything. So if you ever do got to pay that person, then you know the value of them.
Yeah, I think it would be a bit difficult if you're going with a lot of influencers to really figure out who is pushing the sales in your direction, like which one of them, especially if they're just posting, you know, on their own social, like you don't really have control over the links, you know, as much. That, you know, people going through. I mean, you can send them maybe links, like, you know, put this link on your thing, but I don't know.
Well, you can track it. You can do a tracking. You can either do it like a UTM, and you can have them do like a story swipe up.
Yeah.
You can do a few things. They have affiliate programs. You can go and you can give them a actual link, and from that link they can put it in their bio and track them all the way to the purchase. It's a lot of actual, you know, affiliate websites that would do that for you.
Cool, man. What's the plan for this year? What's the big goal you're trying to hit?
Yeah, the big goal. I mean, I released this program, this university, because I feel like colleges, high schools is not really doing their job. You know, I feel like it's really a scam when you really think about it. You really go to school and you know, you apply yourself and you get out of school to finally get a job. And then the extra money you're making from your job is the money you got to pay back for your loan, you know, or you just in debt, period. And the stuff that they teach you 4 years later is not even relevant no more. Right. You went to school for 4 years. And then when it's time to apply it, once you get out, like it's already old and stale. So I just feel like, and then you still owe all this money. And then people who want to hire you is looking for experience. So it's just like BS to me sometimes. So
yeah, the system's broken. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Man.
So I, So I decided not to be a person that just talks about it and actually do something about it. So I created a university called Awazar Academy. And I just felt like everything I had to learn with growing a successful multi-million dollar business, you know, I figured out everything from, you know, actually growing your social media from LinkedIn, you know, actually growing your YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the growth strategies to explode your social media and actually marketing on all those channels, how to market on LinkedIn, how to market, you know, on Facebook and and Twitter and Instagram, like how to do Facebook ads and all these ads and teach you how to, you know, market your business. Then within that entrepreneur MBA program, you get learn how to do sales, leadership, you know, email marketing, credit, HR, operation, like one strategy that I actually have in my program for, you know, the taxes part of the program is one actual strategy that saved me, you know, twenties of thousands of dollars just from actually using that one strategy that I have in my program, right? So, you know, I'm teaching things that I learned, and almost 80% of all the teachers that's in my program are all millionaire teachers. Now, these are guys who's millionaires already have a successful business or had a successful multi-million dollar business. And these guys did me a favor once I told them my vision and how I was trying to fix the broken school system and, you know, decided to teach in my program as a favor to me. And now, you know, now I have this super, super advanced, amazing program versus going to like Harvard, like I enrolled in Harvard. And, you know, the things that they're teaching at Harvard, yeah, it's cool, but it's not what, you know, what's in this program. And yeah, these are professors, but, you know, I got people who's actually right now currently having, you know, 7, 8, and 9 figure businesses teaching in a program that's helping them actually scale up their business. And if you are at that 6 figure, we help you get to that 7 figures. And if you have 7 figures, we teach you how to get to 8 figures. So everything you need to know about entrepreneurship, we have in the program.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I couldn't find it on Google. What's the goal with this?
Yeah, so it's called Awazar Academy. I don't know if you're spelling Awazar right. It's Awizar Academy. It should pop right up.
Yeah, I've put it in, and I'm getting your company page, but I'm not getting the academy. It's just a social media marketing company. Yeah, it's not showing up in SEO at all. How big is it now? How much are you trying to grow it this year?
So I decided I just want to release it to a few students, right? But my goal is once I, you know, have the main students in, you know, because I wanted to make it like a real exclusive thing. I didn't want it where everybody could get access to this. Like I want it where, you know, only a chosen few can get access to it. And then right now I have it where they can just, you know, come to my live training and then we can really take you through the application process and then see if you're actually a good fit for the program. And if you're a good fit, then, you know, you pay your tuition. And then we just take it from there and you can make payment plans and everything and really get you in on this academy and help you out.
Yeah. Okay. I found it. Yeah. So it's academy.edwizard.com. But your title tag is a social media consulting homepage. That's why it's not showing up almost at all. Yeah, there's definitely some SEO work you got to get your team to fix up here. Yeah. I see free training too. All right. Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a cool idea. We do a lot of marketing of online courses here, so we definitely believe in that route more than the traditional education. Yeah, I just paid off my loan from school, I think. It's been like following me for like the last 10 years, over 100K.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's not, hasn't done anything for me. You know, I just did it as a plan B because my parents were like, get an education. And I was like, fine, you know, but I haven't used it for anything. Garbage. You know,
yeah,
just 100K yeah. I could have bought a house with or something, you know, somewhere.
Yeah, or you could have invested in. At least the things that we're teaching you right now, you can take action immediately to start making money, right? You don't have to wait 5 years to make money. You can, the first month, second month, you can start making money immediately. So it'll start paying itself back within, like, you know, the first few months, you can get your investment back. So that's really the main goal, man. So I'm doing something about that. And really taking things to the next level, man. And I really haven't marketed this thing at all like that. It's all like to exclusive students. So like even SEO work and all that, like I don't even really care. It's an exclusive program. So it's not for somebody to go and find and, things like that. So even your listeners, they can get access to it because we're having a conversation. But in a normal situation, it's not like something I want everybody to be like, oh, I want to join, right? It's like we're choosing the people that we want to actually get involved into it. And we're targeting those specific people. And then once we target them, we figure out, you know, if they're a good fit, even though they want to apply and get into the program.
Sounds good, man. Where can people find you?
So everything is I Am Spectacular. So you can go to Instagram.com/I Am Spectacular, or you can just text my number 786-661-1224. And if you want the program, all you got to do is text me hashtag program to my number. So 786-661-1224. And like I said, everything else is I Am Spectacular. So you can check me out.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, matter of fact, I got a number one podcast too on the music category for podcasts on Apple. So if you guys want to check out my podcast, it's called The Spectacular Experience. I think you guys will really love it. So just go check it out. Just hit number one.
Very cool, man. Before you go, let me know if you enjoyed this interview. Leave a review, subscribe, join the Smart Brand Marketing Facebook page, whatever is easiest. Also, if you need my help marketing your online course, or know that your business could use some SEO, come to smartbrandmarketing.com, check out the case studies, and reach out to me. Once again, smartbrandmarketing.com. Until next time.